Mackenzie, alcoholic. I'm actually really sweaty. I just got asked right before the meeting started to do this. So here we go. My sobriety date is November 7, 2021. What? Put this back? Right here? Okay, sorry. Already messing it up. I've had a couple of sponsors throughout my sobriety. My first sponsor was a really scary lady, and I was like, that's it. That's what I need. She needs to scare me sober. And, like, she kind of did. She dragged my ass through those steps. She told me what to do. Like, she directed me. I was really fucking lost. I was really lost, and I didn't understand what to do, but I knew that all my other options were already exhausted. Like, every option before going into AA and, like, getting a sponsor and doing the steps and, like, not seeing the word God and running out. Like, I tried everything. And that worked until I decided to work with someone else, and then so on and so forth. And now my current sponsor, I've gone through the steps with each new sponsor that I've gotten. And I guess to kind of, like, sum it up, like, my sponsor puts my hand in the hand of God and helps me with decisions, like, the thought process of it, at least, I think. But, like, I am done running my life. So it's, like, things that come up that I don't know how to handle. I'm given suggestions, like, things that aren't suggestions, like, things that I actually have to do, but we just use the word suggestion, which I learned the hard way. But it's, I'm not making decisions. I'm not running my life. I'm having my sponsor guide me to God to help me make choices in my life. And that's with everything. Like, it's not just about not drinking anymore, not doing drugs anymore. It's about, like, living a spiritual way of life. And I don't know how to do that. And I need my sponsor for that. And I'm actually really grateful for the sponsor that I have today. The way that she has shown me, like, the way that she does AA basically has opened my mind and has changed my perspective on so many things. And my sponsor has helped me become, like, a graceful woman of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I never thought that was something that I would be able to have or encompass. And the really cool part about it is once you go through the steps and you have a sponsor, like, you become a sponsor. And I was told I'd kill the first one, you know, but you don't. Like, a lot of them come and go, not many stay, but, like, the main thing is that I stay sober and I'm able to now place other women's hands in the hand of God. And, like, that is insanely beautiful. And, like, every time I don't want to do something or I'm feeling less than or something's coming up where I feel like I just want to shut the world out, be alone, and, like, not do AA, like, my sponsees show up. And they show up because I plan things out with them, and, like, that's God kind of taking care of me before I even realize it. Like, I will have a really shit day and have something planned with my sponsee where I go and show up and read with her, and I'm not thinking about my shit day anymore. And, like, my sponsor even has told me, like, I help her more than I know. And, like, it's just this give and take with nothing in return. And it's just the cycle of we're all here to help each other stay sober and become better human beings. I think that's not 10 minutes, but that's what I have. Thank you.